For this Friday, January 9th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman reporting. Last night, North Posey girls basketball played at Tecumseh and defeated the Braves 62-27. The Vikings improved to 10-7. Their next game is on Monday at home versus Evansville Christian. Maverick girls basketball lost at Southridge 40-27. The Wildcats are 7-12 in the season. They play again tomorrow afternoon at Heritage Hills. This evening, Maverick boys basketball is at home taking on Forest Park. The JV game is at 5:30, and the varsity game follows at 7 o'clock. The Wildcats are 5-5 overall. You can listen to the varsity game on 106.7 WMVI and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. Indiana Department of Transportation officials say crews will begin alternating lane closures next week on State Road 62 near Mount Vernon. According to officials, the lane closures will take place between Gun Club Road and Cabern Road. Crews say one lane will remain open during these alternating lane closures. Work is expected to begin this Tuesday, January 13th, and take 3 days to complete, depending on the weather. NDOT reminds drivers to slow down, use extra caution, and avoid distractions when traveling in or near work zones. In some news out of Evansville, Evansville Water and Sewer Utility is proposing its first fee increase in 4 years. Utility officials say the rate hike would be phased in over the next 3 years, pending approval by the Evansville City Council at its January 12th meeting. Under the proposal, monthly trash fees would rise by $2, increasing from $13.30 to $15.30 here in 2026. Rates would then go up again in 2027 and 2028, reaching just over $20 a month by the end of the plan. Evansville Water and Sewer Utility officials say the increase is necessary to keep up with the true cost of providing trash services and to avoid a much larger jump in rates later. They warn that without gradual increases now, customers could face a significant hike in 2028. The proposed contract would also bring service changes. All local customer service calls to Republic Services would be handled directly by Evansville Water and Sewer Utility instead of a remote call center. In addition, Republic Services would provide two large dumpsters up to 8 times a year for neighborhood cleanups and heavy trash removal projects. Last night on local college sports, both USI women's and men's basketball had a home conference game with Southeast Missouri State. In the first game on Thursday evening, USI women's basketball won easily 77-46. Allie Saunders had a big night with 27 points, and Sophia Loden earned a double-double with 10 points and 10 rebounds. The Screaming Eagles improved to 10-4 and 4-1 in the Ohio Valley Conference. USI men's basketball lost to Southeast Missouri State 84-76. It's now 7 straight losses for the Screaming Eagles, as they are 3-12 and 0-5 in the OVC. Cardell Bailey led USI in scoring with 20 points. Both USI women's and men's basketball are home tomorrow versus UT Martin at 1 o'clock and also 3:30. Evansville women's basketball has won back-to-back conference games after a victory at the Southern Illinois Salukis last night, 75-70. Cameron Runner scored 26 points for UE. The Purple Aces improved to 4-11 and 2-2 in the Missouri Valley Conference. They played Illinois State on Sunday. Tonight in the college football playoffs, the Indiana Hoosiers look to punch their ticket to the national championship game as they take on Oregon at 6:30 in the Peach Bowl in Atlanta, Georgia. The Hoosiers are the number one seed in the college football playoffs with their 14-0 record, and Oregon is the number five seed as they are 13-1 in the season. The two teams played in the regular season back on October 11th, and Indiana won at Oregon 30-20. The winner of tonight's game plays Miami in the national championship game on Monday, January 19th. Miami beat Ole Miss last night 31-27 in the other semifinal game, which was the Fiesta Bowl in Arizona. From the NBA Thursday night, the Indiana Pacers won at the Charlotte Hornets 114-112. The loss ended the Pacers' franchise-long 13-game losing streak and gave head coach Rick Carlisle his 1,000th career win as an NBA head coach. Pascal Siakam scored 30 points and pulled down 14 rebounds. TJ McConnell added 23 points off the bench for Indiana. The Pacers improved to 7-31 and have a home game tomorrow evening versus the Miami Heat. That's news and sports for this Friday, January 9th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the News Anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman. Have a great Friday and enjoy your weekend. Your weather forecast is next.